Are you totally deranged?
Sorry, I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck, donkey balls.
This is a BTS podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
Thanks, Sam. Well, Sam, it's the year 2007. What are we gonna expect this year? A return to peace? Some great discoveries? What, Sam? Look into your crystal ball and tell us what is gonna happen.
Obviously more idiocy from the mind of What You Know.
You are an idiot!
Apparently you have mistaken me for a mind reader, when in fact all I am is a compact Presario X86 based PC. I couldn't possibly tell you what the future holds for the world. What?
Well, that's too bad, Sam. I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we? I do have a story from my home state of Colorado. Why don't you go ahead and take this one, Sam?
Loveland, Colorado, call it a winter sale. Jim and Mary Walker are selling snow on eBay. Starting bids were holding steady Friday at 99 cents for samples from Blizzard I and Blizzard II. The Walkers got the idea for selling snow after shoveling mounds from two storms a week apart that together dumped more than 4 feet along the Front Range. I figured eBay has ghosts and all sorts of weird stuff, so why not snow? Said Mary Walker, who teaches business workshops on employee communications. How much snow? 99 cents, or whatever the winning bid gets, depends. Walker's auction notice suggests avoiding shipping and handling charges by stopping by their home and picking it up in a dump truck. Only 10 offerings of snow are available, and the proceeds are earmarked for a used snowblower for Jim or a pair of shovels. She says she doesn't really expect to find a buyer for their Blizzard overstock. We just wanted to just give some folks a laugh, she said. Oh, the stupidity of it all, what? I can't believe someone would attempt this idiocy. Looks as if they were taking a page from your book.
Well, Sam, how about this? Banned words. I wonder if they would make George W. Bush a mute.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Detroit, if the media's habit of combining celebrity names didn't cause word watchers enough heartburn in 2006, the past year had plenty of other words and phrases that language purists wish had gone missing. Lake Superior State University on Sunday released its annual list of words and phrases banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse and general uselessness. The Saltster Mary School in the Upper Peninsula has been compiling the list since 1976 to attract publicity. A total of 16 words or phrases were selected by a university committee from more than 4,500 nominations. The list reads like a lexicon of popular culture. Take Ask Your Doctor, the mantra of pharmaceutical commercials. The university called it the chewable vitamin morphine of marketing. Critics piled on the media's practice of combined celebrity names such as Tomcat or Brangelina. One said, it's so annoying, idiotic and so lame and pathetic that it's lamathetic.
And now for 10 seconds of sex.
Ferndale, Michigan, a man who has a history of smashing windows to indulge his fetish for female mannequins could draw a long prison term for his latest arrest. Ronald A. Dotson, 39, of Detroit, faces up to life in prison if convicted of a charge of attempted breaking and entering at a cleaning supply company in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale. The potential life sentence is because prosecutors charged him as a habitual offender. Authorities said he has at least 6 convictions for breaking and entering and a stint in state prison for over the last 13 years. Ferndale District Judge Joseph Longo ordered Dotson to stand trial following a preliminary examination on Thursday, the Daily Tribune of Royal Oak reported. The judge ordered him jailed unless he posts a $15,000 bond. He was arrested October 9th after police say he smashed a window at a cleaning supply company to get at a female mannequin dressed in a black and white French maid's uniform. He had been out of prison. Dawson was arrested in Ferndale in July 2000 and later convicted for breaking and entering a woman's clothing shop to get at a mannequin in a pink dress with bobbed hair. Ferndale police also arrested Dawson in 1990 him in an alley behind a woman's store and three lingerie-clad mannequins. He also has similar convictions in Detroit and suburban Oak Park. And here's one for the ATS fans.
Chicago federal officials say it was probably just some weird weather phenomenon, but a group of United Airlines employees swear they saw a mysterious, saucer-shaped craft hovering over O'Hare Airport last fall. The workers, some of them pilots, said the object didn't have lights and hovered over an airport terminal before shooting up through the clouds, according to a report in Monday's Chicago Tribune. The Federal Aviation Administration acknowledged that a United supervisor had called the control tower at O'Hare, asking if anyone had spotted a spinning disc-shaped object. But the controllers didn't see anything, and a preliminary check of radar found nothing out of the ordinary, FAR spokeswoman Elizabeth Isham-Corey said. Our theory on this is that it was a weather phenomenon, Corey said. That night was a perfect atmospheric condition in terms of low, cloud, ceiling and a lot of airport lights. When the lights shine up into the clouds, sometimes you can see funny things. The FAR is not investigating, Corey said. United spokeswoman Megan McCarthy said company officials don't recall discussing any such incident from November 7th. At least one O'Hare controller, union official Craig Berzich, was amused by it all. To fly 7 million light years to O'Hare and then have to turn around and go home because your gate was occupied is simply unacceptable, he said.
Every woman is looking for a fragrance that is her own unique scent.
Cool, you fromage.
I know. I am designer Geoffrey Beans, and I have a new fragrance. So overwhelming, it practically announces itself.
Coupe le fromage.
Yes, coupe le fromage. The silent but deadly scent that turns a crowded room into a quiet place for you and you alone.
Coupe le fromage.
It surrounds you with your own smell, as pungent as opium, as lethal as poison. Coupe le fromage, the aroma that says... Anybody got a match?
Coupe le fromage.
Just look for the bottle shaped like a finger and give it a pull. Yes, she who smelled it, dealt it.
Coupe le fromage.
In English.
Cut the cheese.
For her, coupe le fromage. And for the outdoor man, windbreaker.
Ah.
Wear it and be alone.
I promised it, and here it is, our first call-in to What You Know Net Radio. Although, I can't understand a word of it. Enjoy.
Wait. Wait, 边个? 文峰啊?
什么事?
我有些事想跟你讲。
说吧。
沒有，我發覺你在我心目中很特別啫。
有什麼這麼特別?
每一個人在我眼中都只不過是一毒屎。 但你很不同。
有什麼這麼不同?
因為你是狼毒。
There you have it, folks, the very first call in to What You Know Net Radio. Now, if anybody can understand what that person was saying, give me a email or give me a call. Either way, I'd like to know what my fans are up to. Well, any final thoughts there, Sam?
Well, the start of this year doesn't hold much promise for you, Walt. On the bright side, it appears you have a fan in the Far East. Depending on what he said, he could be telling you how poorly you do on the show and to stop wasting people's time.
Yep, that'll just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. I would also like to take the time to thank the good people that brought us all the funny stories that we shared with you tonight. Remember, if you have a comment on our show, please give us a call at 206-202-2476. We would love to hear from you. Have a great night, everyone.
Get back to work.